The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And good morning. It's 11:01 my time. That's Central Time. For those of you just watching the clock on the East Coast roll around into the noon hour, hey, I know it may be lunchtime there, but hey, keep the radio on. Keep the internet going. We got lots of stuff to talk about. No, I'm not. I'm going to save the Ashley Madison hack for tomorrow. I know. I'm going to keep you in suspense. Yes, hackers got into the website, and they've exposed the entire list, including Hillary Rodham's brother, who used her credit card. Oh, it gets better. I know. You're all going, yeah, I know. That sinister laugh in the background. I hear it. Hey, but you know what? But let's do away with that for the moment. We got some more important business to discuss here. This week, we've got 10% off iComplex CS at the Power Mall. Dr. Robert Abel joins us tomorrow. And by the way, for those of you ordering North American Urban Spice, you spend $300, get $20 off. That's going on. That's our Power Mall special for North American Urban Spice, since we're carrying every single thing. Now, just remember, they are being drop shipped, okay? And we're still working on adding the complete catalog of items to the website. So if you are, this is a good thing for those of you that just want to order North American Urban Spice products right now while the special is going on. They will ship it to you directly, but you got to spend $300 to get $20 off your order. Now's the time to stock up. You remember I told you about those four bottles of Nuke Protect for each member of the family. If you haven't ordered them yet, you should, because they'll last you about 3 years on the shelf if you keep them in a cool, dark place, all right? Because we don't know what the State of the Union is going to look like in next year, and it's important that you start stocking up now. We also have apricot seeds from the Richardson Nutritional Center. If you go to thepowerhour.com and click the link, the Partners tab, to order apricot seeds and use the code POWERHOURNATION at checkout, you can do that. You can also purchase B17 capsules from them as well. But just, you know, if you shop on the Partners tab for any of our wonderful vendors out there, let us know so we get credit for it. All right. Carol has recently found out she's got cancer, and she's trying the holistic approach here. So please pray for her. Hold her in prayers so that she makes the right decisions, goes to the right places, talks to the right people. And just open those doors, Father. You know, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you, right? You get a free Vitamir toothpaste when you donate $25 or more, but you got to call in to the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. Let's see. Jay and Linda will be manning the phones today. We got to keep the momentum going for 2024, so we appreciate you doing that. And making donations, but, you know, the Vitamir toothpaste, that's a nice perk. And, of course, I know it's tough. Times are tough. You can watch the replays on the Power Hour on Rumble if you have internet, or you can click on the videos tab on thepowerhour.com. If you don't have the internet and you want to talk to people at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829 and get a catalog. That'll help out. We'll send it to you for free. We are 100% reader-supported platform. We don't have all those adverts all over the place, which means without your support, we would not exist. So the donations are always appreciated. You can even snail mail a check to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. You can call Jay at 877-817-9829 and make a donation this morning if you're in Central Time or greater, and get your free Vitamir toothpaste. Kevin also, here's the thought. saves all of his $1 bills. Once there's a good amount of them, he puts them in an envelope and sends us to us for a donation. So for those of you that are, you know, pinching pennies, you can do that as well. Some people have a change box or change jug or jar. That's another great way. You save your nickels, dimes, coins, whatever change that you have, and you take them to the bank. They have those change counting machines, or to the grocery store, and spit something out, and then you basically just, you know, can package up the bills and send them there. That'll help. Anything helps. Even a loose change. U.S. Coin Capital, also a proud partner. Give Fred a call. Numismatic Gold Investments or Junk Silver, doesn't matter. $1,000 denomination when you buy. And or greater, U.S. Coin Capital, TOL, that is, .com, 800-878-2646. We also have the new Prepper Beef freeze-dried beef on the Partners tab as well. For those of you that want to indulge. They have the ribeye steak and the sirloin tips, all that good stuff. Yeah, it's all there. Now, let's see. Let's get on to world news here. Yeah, we do have guests coming up during the noon hour, so we will make sure to keep you abreast when we have them and bring them on and talk about the things that are pertinent today. In world news, I got three stories for you before we move on to what's really important, which is what's going on in our own backyard. Now, how we would zero in on New Caledonia, that's way out in the Pacific and the Coral Sea, all right? Why would that make any matter to us, right? Well, France, because France apparently claims it, you know, they've declared a state of emergency after deadly riots have taken place, has resulted in the deaths of at least four people. More than 130 people have been arrested, more than 300 injured. According to the French High Commission, mais oui. Under the emergency measures, authorities are going to have greater powers to tackle the unrest, including the possibility of house detention for people deemed a threat to public order. Ooh, that sounds like martial audio. Kind of. Last time France took such a measure for the Pacific archipelago, I love that word, January 85, during a peak of recurring violent conflicts between French authorities and a pro-independence movement that spanned most of the 1980s. Later on Wednesday, which was yesterday, France's Prime Minister Gabriel Attal told a ministerial meeting that troops had been deployed to secure ports in the international airport while the government representative in New Caledonia had banned TikTok. Why is that? Everybody was communicating on it. The Interior Ministry said 500 additional officers were expected within hours on the archipelago to booster 1,800 police and gendarmes already there. Gendarme, mais oui. Yeah. You ban TikTok. How's that work? You really think you're going to stop people from doing it? What are you going to do? Go door to door? Knock, knock, knock. Entrez. Open les portes, the door. Yeah. Ferme la porte. That's close the door in French. You're getting your French lesson today. Ferme la bouche. Shut your mouth. My French teacher always used to say that. She's no longer with us. Her name was Gagliarducci. Yeah, my French teacher's name was Gagliarducci. That sounds Italian to me. We called her Gag for short. She really was a nice lady, though. All right. Robert Fico. Slovakia's prime minister, that's kind of like Slovakia's version of Trump, was put on it was life-threatening, now it's serious. He was shot multiple times yesterday while meeting supporters outside the House of Culture, northeast of the capital, Bratislava. He was conscious while being transported to the hospital. He was shot in the arm and the abdomen, the left arm. Of course, many world leaders condemned the act. Apparently, the guy that did it was like 74 years old, and they've got him in custody. He's expected to survive, according to what we know. Let's see. Oh, Putin and Xi Jinping. They deepen their partnership and scold the U.S. in the process. Yep, that's right. They agreed today because this is the future over there. They're about 10 hours ahead of us. To deepen their strategic partnership while scolding the U.S. for a series of moves they said threatened their countries. in a 7,000-word joint statement on the deepening of the comprehensive partnership and strategic cooperation entering a new era. The two leaders noted positions in everything from economics to space to defense, Ukraine and Taiwan. The parties reiterate their serious concern over the attempts of the U.S. to disrupt the strategic security balance in the region, a Russian version of the document said. Whoop-de-doo, Basil, what does it all mean? Yes, for those of you Austin Powers fans out there, I just did a little Austin Powers. Yeah, okay. Tit for tat, right? Hey, people are thinking, what's Biden done now? Oh, I can answer that question. You know, here's the thing about you snooze, because now we're moving on to 10 after the hour. We all know that Biden is a nutball and Congress will never impeach him. We already know that. It's a shift show. Well, he has asserted executive privilege over the tapes of his two-day interview with special counsel Robert Hur in his probe of the president's alleged mishandling of classified documents. The tapes are at the center of a dispute between House GOP and Attorney General Merrick Garland, who has defied a subpoena for them and today faces contempt proceedings. Oh, this is all shift show again. You watch. Basically, Garland, in a May 15th letter to the president, that would have been yesterday, said that the committee's needs are plainly insufficient to outweigh the deleterious effects that the production of the recordings would have on the integrity and effectiveness of similar law enforcement investigations in the future. And of course, Assistant AG Carlos Felipe Uriarte asked Republican leaders not to continue with the contempt proceedings. You know, they're going to get beat out anyway. You know, James Comer, Jim Jordan, you know, the usual, that are trying to look like they're doing something ahead of the elections. Of course, Biden's counsel is accusing House Republicans of wanting the tapes for political purposes. You think? How about we use it for constitutional purposes? Like, look, we have the 25th Amendment. And if you're a nutball and your VP is a dope-smoking nutball, maybe. You never know. She kind of laughs like she does. You know, people that smoke a lot of pot laugh like that. No, oh, far out, man. Oh, you really think she smokes pot, man? Oh, I don't know, man. I would have taken the Reds, man. Yeah, I know. You got to love that, right? Yeah. So here's the thing. It is a show, okay? Theater, political theater. And so they're probably going to move ahead with contempt proceedings, and the Democrats will vote it down. They don't want to disrupt the apple cart. I mean, they're doing such a great job of wrecking the country now. Why stop there? And see, the Republicans got to look like they're doing something, because that's how the uniparty survives. See, that's what's got RFK Jr.'s, you know, what's in a bunch. He's responding to the Trump-Biden debate, saying he's personally being locked out. Well, add every other candidate, yeah, that's not ahead in the polls. Trump-Biden debates in front of Jake Tapper. Oh, my God. Oh, Trump's going to have a field day with that guy. But see, there's not going to be an audience there. You see, here's the thing. They don't want an audience because Biden would come out looking very bad, and so would Jake Tapper. Because if Jake Tapper said anything bad at all, they would boo him and probably go up there and, you know, waylay on him. So they decided that they're going to do this with no audience. See, that favors Biden, because now you got a two-sided debate here with the host basically rooting for Biden. So the deck is stacked. So Trump's going to have his hands full. Well, see, RFK Jr. is like, look, you're locking me out. You're colluding to lock America in a head-to-head matchup that 70% say they do not want, RFK Jr. said in a post on X. They're trying to exclude me from their debate because they're afraid I would win. Keeping viable candidates off the debate stage undermines democracy. Oh, I thought we had a constitutional republic, RFK Jr. 43% of Americans identify as independents. Gee, what the rest of them identify as? Party line. If Americans are ever going to escape the hammerlock of the two-party system, see, there you go. You need to refer this as a uniparty. Because if they're blocking you out, that means that there's one set of people acting together. That would be the definition of a conspiracy. You see, to keep the unit party in power. Come on, let's call it what it is. I mean, he says these are the two most unpopular candidates in living memory. Unpopular to whom? People who oppose each other. The divisiveness of it all that Congress has created, that Biden, every time he opens his mouth, and Trump, every time he opens his mouth, has created. Because, see, each party roots for their own guy. And when they say something bad about their opponent, everybody cheers. Well, what few show up to Biden's thing do. You see, and that's one of the reasons why, if they were to say, okay, tell you what, we'll let all the Democrat voters in, and Trump gets to go up against them too and get booed every time he opens his mouth, they would be cheering for Biden the whole time. See, this is another reason, because then the optics would be bad, you see. And they got to dope Biden up and up with enough Adderall or whatever it is that they're giving him, steroids, so that he's cranky and mad, and keep him up 2 weeks past his bedtime, and, you know, don't give him his ice cream cone before the debate. I mean, yeah, don't let him sniff somebody's hair. I mean, they're not going to let him do that, and they're certainly not going to let him do it in his basement. So there you have that. So this is, you know, this is craziness, and this is why the Uniparty is what it is, right? More bad news. A barge has crashed into a bridge on the Texas coast yesterday, forcing the closure of the only roadway to a small island off the city of Galveston. It's called Pelican Island. Of course, no injuries. The bridge remains standing after the barge, but, you know, and that barge was owned by Martin Petroleum, ran into around 10 o'clock yesterday morning. Office of Emergency Management said in a statement, vacuum gas oil from the barge has been visually confirmed in the water. The barge's total capacity was 30,000 gallons. The amount that has leaked out was unknown. But now they're out there doing cleanup. And once they get the extent of the spill contained and cleaned up, then they're going to figure out what they got to do with the bridge. The TV images showed a portion of a railway that runs alongside the bridge collapsed atop the barge. Ouch. Okay, so what's going on with the FBI and the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security that makes you feel so secure, and the FBI, whose fidelity, bravery, and integrity slogan has kind of come under fire lately? Well, they've issued a public service announcement. I love those PSAs. Foreign terrorist organizations such as ISIS and related terrorist organizations could target certain events across the United States during Pride Month-related events in June, because ISIS may seek to exploit increased gatherings associated with the upcoming June 2024 Pride Month. The two agencies stated the terror threat is compounded by the current heightened threat environment in the United States. Terrorist threats could come via the mail, in person, or online, the agency said, without elaborating or providing specific details. The bulletin noted that June 12th is the 8th anniversary of the mass shooting at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, in which 49 people died after the incident. Pro-ISIS groups praised the attack as one of the high-profile attacks in Western countries, and supporters celebrated it, according to the FBI and the DHS. Yeah. Pride Month, okay. I wonder how they're going to do that. Are they going to infiltrate the ranks? I mean, you'd have to dress up and look like Dylan Mulvaney. Shut up. So is this truth or is it fear-mongering? I mean, if you were going to celebrate Pride Month and you were going to be in that parade, well, would you want to know? You really think any of those people are listening to this show anyway? But just so you know, it could happen. And of course, the DOJ has been caught forum shopping. Judge shopping. Yeah. They will stop at nothing to bust a J6 attendee. Seriously. See, one judge rejected a request from prosecutors for a warrant to search the phone of a woman charged in the J6 breach on the grounds that prosecutors went to him with a request instead of to the same judge that had earlier denied an application for the warrant. You see, they went to a judge in D.C. trying to get this warrant. U.S. Magistrate Judge Michael Harvey, right? He denied it. You don't have enough evidence. So what do? They go to California to U.S. Magistrate Judge Autumn Spaeth, who is based there in the Golden State, asking for permission to search a phone belonging to social media influencer Isabella DeLuca, who they've already arrested a day later. Judge Spaeth rejected the request because she said the government failed to establish probable cause. You see, they'll stop at nothing, and they'll go and they'll misrepresent stuff. I got court cases right now where the banks are going in and stealing people's property, and there's other people on title, and they don't get noticed. This is the kind of crap that's going on right now, folks. This is not going to stop. We have a very corrupt justice system right now. I have a very hard time trusting judges. I mean, look what they did with all those pro-lifers out there, two 70-plus-year-old women being sentenced to 2 years in jail. Plus, well, the D.C. gulag, probably. This is sad. Alvin Bragg, meanwhile, you know, he's got his little, how was that referred to by Tuberville, his own little Super Bowl there? Well, he's linked to billionaire George Soros, and he's currently the one prosecuting Trump, if you were asleep when we told you that the first time. He's offered plea deals to 6 of the 9 migrants accused of attacking 2 New York Police Department officers in January. These are Venezuelan migrants caught on surveillance and police body cam footage attacking a pair of NYPD officers outside of a taxpayer-funded migrant shelter in Midtown Manhattan. 9 migrants charged, 6 got a plea deal. One of them had a plea deal offered to him. Yeah, he's out there. He's out there shoplifting, heisting clothes and perfumes at Macy's flagship store in Manhattan, was out on bail in the cop attack case at the time the shoplifting arrest happened, and has since been set free in the shoplifting case as well. Amazing. And see, so now they've offered a plea deal to the other. This is a thing. You plead guilty to obstructing a government administration and serve only 6 months in prison. So here we have Bragg offering plea deals to Venezuelan migrants that are, you know, obviously they have a propensity for beating up on citizens. And in the meantime, his office is currently prosecuting Trump on 34 felonies, accusing him of operating a far-reaching hush money scheme that isn't even listed in the indictment. This is going to come back to bite him in the butt. And so, obviously, if the jury understands that, Trump will walk. So, you know, he may keep him off the campaign trail during this month. But see, June through November... No, you see, they have to, and here's the thing about those jurors, folks. Those jurors are sitting on the same kind of powder keg the jurors in the O.J. Simpson trial in California were sitting on. They figured, look, we convict O.J., there's going to be riots. Oh, my God, the race riots. I mean, it's going to make Detroit look like a Sunday school picnic. So we can't have that. So we're going to have to acquit. You know, see, here's the thing. On these 34 felony counts, it cannot do with preponderance of the evidence. All right. This is not a civil case. Trump's already been through the civil case. He's already appealing that. Right. What we have here is you have to have reasonable doubt. And if they can't prove, and this is something that they're going to argue. But again, I just implore them to get Representative Dan Goldman, who coached Cohen, and Lauren Merchan, the judge's daughter, who's making all this money off of Trump. Yeah. And Colangelo, the Matt Colangelo, the DA that's doing the dirty. Put them all up in the stand. Ask them, what's your involvement in this and what are you trying to pull? Did you have contact with the White House? Are you being funded by federal dollars? Were you directed by the DOJ to do this, to keep him off the – what was the purpose of that? And another question, sir. Do you see what it says right here on this indictment? Have you presented any evidence about this vague and ambiguous? Would you please explain this to the jury so they understand it? Objection! You know, calls for a conclusion. You know, can't have legal conclusions. The jury has to determine that. But you see, they bring, you know, slut puppy Stormy Daniels up there. And proverbial perjurer Michael Cohen up there. I mean, they're doing their little thing and their little tango with the jury and lying to the jury, trying to fill in all the blanks to make sure that Bragg gets what he wants. Unfortunately, the thing is, today, Cohen's on the stand being reamed by Todd Blanch and Susan Nicholas, Trump's lawyers. And of course, I guess this could have gone in the good news column today. Steve Baker, remember him? He's the Blaze Media journalist that was arrested in Dallas and taken in, booked and fingerprinted and all that other happy stuff. Because he was covering the J6 as a media person. Well, Democrat establishment's J6 hero, we're talking about former U.S. Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn, who won the confidence of the establishment Democrats by dutifully bolstering their preferred January 6th narrative, even though it diverged greatly from reality. He tried to replicate that success yesterday in the Maryland House primary, but reality caught up with him. He lost to State Senator Sarah Elfrath, Democrat. And see, what happened was, he apparently, at the insistence of Representative Jamie Raskin of Maryland, who probably, I'd like to see him deny it, that he's not a Zionist Jew. So he encouraged Dunn to write the letter, which, you know, CNN made hay of in May of 2021. Even though he likely knew it's a violation of Capitol Police regulations for Dunn to take political stances and representation of the department. So, he lied about a lot of things, even in his book, even to the J6 committee. And they were pushing him every which way. Oh, he was in there saying he was called the N-word by protesters numerous times. All the videos Baker dug up, guess what? Phony. Never happened. There were other things, too. Dunn, you know, was behind the anonymous 2021 letter. That also got exposed. So everybody's calling Steve Baker, thanking him because of the fact we could not have one of the, I mean, they really thought that Harry Dunn was going to be a shoo-in. That was their ticket. Keep the corrupt people. Nope, sorry, didn't happen. He lost. I guess that would be good news. In the news of the weird, California ICE Detention Center, this is, here's a facility. This is the Atilano ICE Processing Center located in Southern California. It can hold roughly 1,940 people. However, due to an outdated coronavirus policy, how many people do you think are in there now? Because the judge hasn't lifted it. Five. Yeah. At one time, 781 inmates were housed there, 81 tested positive for COVID, 9 of whom required hospitalization. Oh, the judge, of course, nixed all this, and now we've got California congressmen blasting ICE for still having this outdated policy in the books, calling on both agencies to lift it. We're going to talk about a guy when we come back for the break that was surrounded by heavily armed Texas police for what? Slapping his ex-girlfriend on the hand. Oh, my. We'll be back. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxins, toxic substances from the liver. This, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regarest while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regarest keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regarest in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regarest from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regarest, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
In these uncertain times, with the threat of electromagnetic pulse, potential fallout from nuclear power plant disruptions, as well as direct exposure from electromagnetic frequencies from your home's smart meter and electrical circuitry, your life has become radioactive in more ways than one. That's why North American Urban Spice created Nuke Protect, which supports the thyroid and your adrenals with natural potassium iodide. With premium-sourced selenium and antioxidant support more potent than blueberries, Nuke Protect supports immune health with a blend of wild oregano, rosemary, cumin, Atlantic-sourced kelp, raw chaga powder, and wild rose coriaria. Nuke Protect is even safe for pets. You and your loved ones need to get prepared for this sad eventuality and stock at least 4 bottles of Nuke Protect for every member of your family. Get Nuke Protect today at thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. here on this Thursday edition of the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. And before we went to break, I told you about this guy that was surrounded. Here he is in a Starbucks. He's got his car full of belongings. He was leaving Texas. That's what he told the officers. Headed to his mom's house out of state. And this guy, Brandon Caserta, was found not guilty of conspiring to kidnap Michigan's governor. See, he was one of the Whitmer guys that they found not guilty. It surprised him when heavily armed Bay City, Texas PD surrounded his car, guns drawn, pointed at him, and arrested him over a domestic dispute in which he's charged with harming his ex-girlfriend by striking her hand, according to what it says. Which, of course, Caserta denies. He said, look, this is just a little tip. I moved out. She kicked me out. We got into it. I'm sorry, you know, but that's not me. I'm denying that. And of course, they were operating on information they got from the ex-girlfriend. And when reporters were calling to inquire, you know, what's going on here, they refused to answer any more questions. They just had a warrant based on, now, see, it turned into from a hand slap, which this is ironic. It turned it, he's on the FBI's potential terrorist list. And that's what police were relying on, this faulty FBI data to target innocent people as potential terrorist threats. One man, Sadiq Long, by the way, filed a lawsuit against Oklahoma City police because they targeted him on the basis of being on that list after being repeatedly pulled over, arrested twice, held at gunpoint, searched by Oklahoma City PD. He said, look, I've had enough of this. So he's going after this FBI data and getting to the bottom of this. And so when these Bay City, Texas police pulled Brandon Caserta, surrounded his car, all his belongings, one of the officers goes, huh, looks like a prepper. Officers discussed charging him with possessing body armor, but realized he couldn't because he wasn't a convicted felon. Well, see, everybody's got a reason, don't they? Wow. So it looks like, you know, Caserta is going to have to come back to Bay City, Texas to deal with this domestic thing. But in the meantime, he's also going to have to consider whether he wants to go and get his name off of that potential terrorist watch list. Capitol Police, by the way, found another baggie of cocaine in their headquarters building. What, Hunter in the house again? Yeah, they investigated a Ziploc bag left inside the agency's headquarters building that contained a small amount of coke. Now, it couldn't have been Hunter's, because if it was, there wouldn't have been a small amount of coke there. You know, once an addict, always an addict. They complained a 1-inch by 1-inch Ziploc bag had been found on the floor of a hallway located on the second floor of the building in an area that's heavily trafficked. Gee, you think it fell out of somebody's pocket? Well, maybe it was one of the cops. Gotta love it. I mean, this area is heavily trafficked by various contractors and employees. This is a hallway in the second floor. It's a staging spot for furniture and supplies. And also, the prisoner processing, crime scene, intel, and reports processing offices are also located in the area near where the bag was discovered. And, of course, they tested it. It was positive for coke. Yeah. What do they call that? Booger sugar? Yeah. I love this new stuff, man. Booger sugar. Oh, far out, man. Yeah, so you got this. I mean, how do they test it? You know? They make a rail. They cut it with a credit card. I mean, what do they do? How do they test this stuff? No, I know. They use chemical stuff. I'm just making light of it. I mean, seriously, in their own headquarters building? How stupid can you get? Bringing drugs into the cop shop unless it's going to be turned into the evidence locker. How does that work? Supreme Court, by the way, for those of you that thought the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau was illegal. You see, there was a court case filed to challenge whether or not that the construction of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau was legit and that the funding was constitutional, right? Well, the Supreme Court just settled it and said the CFPB can live to fight another day, that it is totally legal. Of course, Neil Gorsuch and Sam Alito dissented, but it was a 7-2 decision, and that's what holds water. The court's decision reversed the Court of Appeals that held that there was a difference between the funding structure being written into the law designed by Congress and the actual appropriation of the money. The lower court argued that specific appropriation of money was required from Congress under the Appropriations Clause, and appropriation is simply a law that authorizes expenditures from a specified source of public money for designated purposes, according to Clarence Thomas, who wrote the opinion. The statute provides that the Bureau's funding meets these requirements. We therefore conclude the Bureau's funding mechanism does not violate the Appropriations Clause. Moving on to economy and business. Delewitt, you know who they are? Like Delewitt and Touche, you know those guys? They're auditors, all right? So every year they come out with an edition of a global survey. This 13th annual edition, they put out the 2024 Gen Z and Millennial Survey, connected with more than 22,800 respondents in 44 countries to ask them about their attitudes about work and the world around them. About half of the world's population heads to the polls this year, including 23 of the 44 markets covered in the survey. So they all wanted to know what was going on. Many believe the economic picture in their countries will improve over the next year. Concerns seen in last year's survey that employers might backtrack on workplace progress. Employers have continued to make incremental progress since the start of COVID-19, equity, inclusion, all that DEI junk, and protecting the environment. I mean, this is important. Why is that? I mean, the results are not surprising. Why? Because they've been able to brainwash these people. Gimme, gimme, gimme. What's in it for me? The WIFM, what's in it for me? Listeners, right? However, respondents continue to express significant concerns about the future. And what would those be? Cost of living, number one. Unemployment, climate change, Gen AI could impact work in their own careers. They believe business is still falling short of its potential to address some of the world's most critical societal challenges, from protecting the environment to social inequality. And all this is because they pay too much attention to TikTok and they're brainwashed. So what Blaze Media did, one of their guys decided he was going to write an article addressed specifically to Gen Zers and how they could solve their problem. Because see, as you see, Gen Z is classified as those born between 1997 and 2012. They currently compose 30% of the world's population. It's estimated to account for 27% of the worldwide workforce by next year. Gen Z is poised to be an influential voice in the upcoming presidential election. Nearly 41 million members of Gen Z will be eligible to vote in November. Question is, will they? And here's something else you got to wonder about. If they don't like the way things are now, why would they continue to vote for the same stuff? Can you think of a reason? So Blaze Media decided that they were going to, because 36% of Gen Zers are Democrats, 21% are Republican. However, 28% of post-millennials are not happy in their lives either, according to a Gallup poll. An additional 27% of Gen Z do not consistently feel like their lives matter. Oh, there's that TikTok and Instagram bunch that have to post stuff and it migrates over to X and everybody has to feel sorry for them. I have to go out and work 40 hours a week. Didn't they teach you that in college? So what he did was he came up with seven things Gen Z should do to embrace these values, to discover that they can lead a meaningful existence, live more fulfilling lives, and improve their communities. Because it is all about that, how you exist in your surroundings, right? Number one, individual liberty. Number two, fiscal prudence. Number three, critical thinking and intellectual diversity. Number four, respect for tradition and heritage. Oh, they might have a problem with that. Number five, rule of law and civic duty. Well, they may really have a problem with that. Strong family culture. Well, Yeah, I don't know. The American government sure has seemed to split up the American family a lot. Don't know if they're going to be successful with that, but they could try. And number seven, self-reliance and self-determination. Now, that does not mean you go out and eat a Tide Pod or burk yourself in your closet with a rope around your neck and pull an old Robin Williams. Or do the TikTok, any TikTok challenge, okay? GameStop, AMC, short sellers, double down, even with stock swings. It's been a whirlwind week for GameStop and other meme stocks, including AMC. Big swings followed by heavy selling. Absent concrete news. Instead, the activity's been fueled by the return of social media investor Roaring Kitty, also known as Keith Gill, who started posting on X after a three-year hiatus. Guess what? The markets today have gone above the 40,000 mark. Yeah. Yeah, that mark, you know, the Dow, above 40,000. But remember, what goes up? Yeah. In the health department, one of our callers yesterday talked about the One Health program. We're going to talk about that later in the show. Who needs a WHO treaty when One Health's already firmly established in America? Fed's already rolled out the infrastructure to support it when nobody was looking. You see, they do the old rope-a-dope on you. How many people knew that besides Brady? Brady knew that, didn't you, Brady? Ah, guess Brady's not there. One Health is what it's called. Yeah, you got to turn your radio down, sir, because there's a delay there.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Oh, I can hear you all right. We talked about One Health. You remember that before you ran to the phone?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we talked about One Health yesterday. You know, how'd they get that pass, by the way? Could you fill us in on that since you've been paying attention to that story?
How did they get it? You caught me up 1 second. I was just coming in. Explain what you were saying. You caught me off guard there.
No, I was talking about the World Health Organization. Who needs a WHO treaty when One Health is already firmly established here in America? Didn't you bring that up yesterday, One Health?
I sure did. Well, you got to remember, just like they passed a couple of years back, the Declaration of North America, and nobody seemed to care about that. There was a few people saying, you know, it's kind of odd that we're now referred to as the Northern Kingdom. We don't have any border between Canada and the U.S. on the north side or the border on the south side. And everybody just fails to go along with, why do you think the borders are open? Well, they implemented, we are the Northern Kingdom, and under British rule, like we have been under the king. And by the way, did you see that ugly portrait of King Charles?
Oh, my God, I was going to get to that. You just issued a spoiler alert on the show there, Brady. Yeah, I was going to get to that. He apparently likes it, but a lot of people said it looks like he went straight to hell.
You got to look at the portrait. There's a... You got a butterfly in the background, which is a monarch butterfly, very symbolic. It's red like fires from that. And then you got the demons in the background. And then when you put the photos together side by side, like two of one, and then just put it side by side, the demon Baphomet appears there in the picture. It's kind of really a spiritual occultist picture. I'm not really too proud of it. I thought Hunter Biden's art was even almost a little bit better.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, but one thing with Hunter Biden, what they found in the White House again, I think they put it in for testing and it came back again, Parmesan cheese, because Hunter, when he gets too high, he can't tell the difference between crack cocaine and Parmesan cheese.
Oh, yeah, except, you could use it on your chicken Parmesan. I appreciate it, Brady. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. We got to get on. I got a lot of news to cover here with very little time to do it in before we start talking. We're going to get into the One Health conversation here with our next guest at the top of the hour, or at least we're going to try. A Yale psychiatrist says, are you ready for this? Of course, it would come out of Yale, right? This is a recent paper published in the JAMA Psychiatry claiming plenty of people sometimes experience symptoms 1 to 5 and even several of them without being psychotic. But he's saying conspiracy theorists are on the psychosis continuum. Oh, yeah. Hallucination-like experiences and delusion-like beliefs are common in individuals without psychoses. Yeah. How so? The paper written by Dr. Philip Corlett, an associate professor at Yale University School of Medicine's Department of Psychiatry, begins by quoting an early psychiatric text dating back to 1901, which refers to delusions and the like, which are linked to religious experiences. Today, that category has been broadened with the addition of people who believe in conspiracy theories who are on the psychosis continuum, though not perhaps technically psychotic themselves. I mean, imagine that. And now they're going to use AI, to help predict those who are likely to become psychotic. Oh, my. Yeah, now you know why people are chucking the tinfoil hats, because everything has come full tilt boogie. They already know this. There's no conspiracy theorist if it's actually true. The DEA is warning fentanyl is becoming increasingly deadlier. Higher average purity in pills. Yeah, well, the DEA should know. Wonder how much of that stuff they do. Two Mexican criminal syndicates, the Sinaloa and Jalisco cartels, are primarily responsible for bringing the drug into the U.S., noting that they manufacture drugs with chemicals from China. DEA said local gangs in major U.S. cities are partially to blame for the rise in overdose deaths. And it will keep going until we shut it off. But see, when you get people out there that just want to take that little blue pill, no, it's not Viagra, and they die, that's on them. It's not on you. You know better. They don't. We have to get rid of the stupid people in the gene pool, obviously. That's apparently what our government thinks, and here's a wonderful way to do it. Let's give them some fentanyl, and hopefully they won't get the Narcan in time. The CDC also has come out, because you can't have one acronym without another. They're saying a southern U.S. border is seeing 143% jump in imported malaria cases. See, now you know why we have hydroxychloroquine out there, right? And they're saying it's more than doubled in 2023 from the year prior. They got all these court cases. Well, what did you think was going to happen? All these people are traveling from one country to another, and they're catching it on the way here. And they got infected. And so they bring their infection here. That's how it's happening. As long as that southern border is going to stay open, like Brady says, hey, it's going to hit the fan. Former L.A. Dodgers owner Frank McCourt claims he wants to buy TikTok, and he's putting a deal together. Let's make a deal. Yeah. He's working with, Guggenheim Securities and Project Liberty is the name of it. Kirkland and Ellis, you know that big law firm, as well as world-renowned technologists, academics, community leaders, parents, and engaged citizens. See, I think everybody's kind of missing the boat here. TikTok and ByteDance filed a lawsuit in response to the U.S. seller ban legislation. So, you know, I mean, you got Mnuchin, everybody else wants to buy it too. See, they want control. And the only way they're going to get it is to take it over, because then they get in the heads of the Gen Zers and the millennials who watch this crap all the time. Now, ever heard of nettle? Yeah, the stinging nettle stuff, right? Yeah. This is a versatile and valuable plant with numerous benefits for both personal health and gardening. And we've got a massive article about that in our food prepping, gardening, farming, and homesteading section. I kind of expanded it to food and prepping because the closer we get to November, the more you're probably going to want to start prepping. And we're going to have that discussion in the next hour. So stay with us. In the Second Amendment category, apparently Illinois officials forgot what the Second Amendment means. In Illinois, 114,000 people are banned from owning guns because of legal tangles or mental health issues. Three quarters of them haven't surrendered their firearms yet, according to Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart. He's seeking $10 million from state lawmakers to tackle what he calls, in naming the report, a firearm regulation crisis. He got all these people that have to have a card. You have to register your... Man, this sounds like Nazi Germany to me. Mm-hmm. Yep, apparently they found out what the Second Amendment was. Ninth Circuit just ruled that people who are nonviolent felons can own a firearm for self-defense. The House Health and Human Service, by the way, for those of you who want some more good news, they have cut off funding to Echo Health Alliance for now. They have now determined that Peter Daszak funneled money to Wuhan for gain-of-function research. It's all out on the table now. See? Look how long it takes them to do it right there during an election year. Isn't that amazing? And Representative Brad Renstrup from Ohio, who is a doctor, is the one breaking the news. Everybody, he's on the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic. Reports out, and Echo Health Alliance, you're busted. Another one. Study, thousands of children prescribed ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine for COVID. Yeah, during the time this was all going on, they decided to conduct a study. They said that more than 4,400 times ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine were prescribed to kids with COVID-19 during periods of time when the drugs were not recommended. And of course, you know, this study, 3,602 prescriptions of ivermectin, yeah, were issued after February 5th, 2021. And of course, everybody's, you know, Infectious Diseases Society of America released guidelines advising not to use ivermectin outside of a trial. You see, all this stuff came out. There are 4,480 prescriptions of non-recommended medications, according to the government. All but a few dozen of them were for ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. Dr. Robert Apter, who was not involved in the study, highlighted how the study referred to potential issues but cited no evidence of actual issues from usage of the drugs against COVID. The fact that there was a report of people calling poison control centers about ivermectin doesn't mean a thing. They just want to make sure they're safe to use. Makes you wonder whether or not they're specifically trying to identify the doctors who prescribe these things so they can go after their licenses. Makes you wonder. Oh, the NFL, by the way, says it doesn't agree with Harrison Butker's graduation speech at a Christian college, Benedictine University, about his Christian values. Oh, no, you don't have enough diversity. We'll be back after the break for more discussion after this. Stay with us.
We're affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.